Yeah, if you're just tuning in, the score is 32 for Heidelberg, 22 for Skagway. First half, pretty solidly played game. Not too, but there's physicality going on out there, and you expect that on the road in this. 6 points for Heidelberg. Four, and Nick leading the way with 15. Miramonte put in a pair, and William Peel with 5. On the Skagway side, Coda Shindo leading the way with 11 points at the half. Danny Brady with 2. Micah Cook with 1. Free throw made, and Alex Ackerman put in 8. The rebounding situation looks great for Skagway. 5 for Cook, 8 for Shindo, 7 for Ackerman, 7 more for Colt Belisle. 5 steals for Coda in the first half. 2 for Colt Belisle, 1 for Ackerman, and 1 for Danny Brady. And that is the highlight reel from the first half. We are quickly into action in the second half. Skagway has the ball, turns it over to Heidelberg. Heidelberg quickly capitalizes with a layup. Skagway's inbound pass after that layup is thrown to Nova. And out of bounds, Miramonte now to inbound the ball, or Heidelberg gets the ball into Nick. Nick wants to work it with the interior. Heavily contested, but is able to corral it, gets a pass over to Miramonte. Miramonte puts it up and in. More for Heidelberg. It's full court pressure now employed by Heidelberg. A little difficult for Skagway to attack, and Colt Belisle is called for the travel. And that defender was just in front of him playing a good defense, and Colt tried to dig and zag at the same time. Ball comes into Nick, over to the left side, back out top to Nick, and over to Trout. Trout gets it over to Sanderson. Sanderson launches up a three. No good. Rebound goes to Stephen McKnight. His outlet pass to Coda Shindo was off his foot, but they are able to corral it. Coda Shindo comes up into the forecourt with balls. Stephen McKnight knocks it down. Coda now with 14 points on the night. Quickly into the forecourt. The shot goes up by Eagle Staff. No good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Nick. Nick puts it up and in. Skagway's got to continue their rebounding for the first. And they've got to take care of the basketball better. Colt Belisle just had his pocket hit. Sanderson now gets it into the Eagle Staff. Eagle Staff with a hook shot in the lane. Trout with the rebound. Puts it up and in. More for Walter Trout. And Heidelberg, a foul by Trout as Ackerman tries to inbound the ball to Coda Shindo, and he was harassed by Trout. Skagway ball now underneath their own basket, and the inbound pass goes by Stephen McKnight. Nick gets the ball, tries to throw a big lob pass into the interior, but that was picked off by Coda Shindo, who has the ball and is picking it up into the forecourt for Skagway. Pass the double team, steps back into a three-point bomb, knocks it down again. Two more for Coda Shindo, the score 40-28. And every time Heidelberg makes a run, Coda's there to bail out Skagway. Miramonte now with a three-point bomb of his own. The closeout too slow by Stephen McKnight. Another bucket. Oh, the lazy inbound pass. I go to picked up. It came to the ball. And that was picked off by Heidelberg. Heidelberg tries a shot, misses. And ball goes out of bounds. Not exactly sure who get the ball now, but we'll find out in about a minute. A full timeout on the court called by Heidelberg. Two of their players went down and he got below the basket. So it was very difficult to figure out what exactly the call was by our two-man officiating crew. Score 43-28 here. Heidelberg, lovely scenic Heidelberg. Lots of amazing trees on Prince of Wales Island, red and yellow cedar, blue spruce. Yeah, I spotted a couple of hemlock on the way down. A lovely drive in from Kluwak, which is where we'll be tomorrow night. Boys and girls will be playing against Kluwak. Two-game stint against Kluwak, and then the boys will travel over to Thorn Bay for two more games. Thorn Bay have a girls' team this year. So, the girls will not be traveling to Thorn Bay they won against in a scrimmage. All right, ball in now for Heidelberg. Quick shot by Nix off the side of the backboard. Rebound comes down to Miramontes, and it is another three-point shot put up by Eagles. That's good. He was knocking them down all day in the gym earlier. Kota Shindo comes down with the ball now. Yeah, and he's facing that double team, and his pass. Aarons, not quite picked off, though, and he gets the ball back. He's all over the court with his crazy dribbling technique by Kota Shindo. And the double team forced him to get rid of the ball. Micah Cook catches it and is fouled by Michael J. Eaglestaff. Kota Shindo kind of just shouldering the whole load out there for Skagway right now, or so it seems. He will inbound the ball. He can't catch it in the inbounds as well. Gets it over to Ackerman. Ackerman with a beautiful acrobatic move off glass and in from the left-hand side of the court. A beautiful spin move by Ackerman. And quickly down the court comes Nix. You've got to get a hand in his face because he will drain it, and he does for three more for Heidelberg. Belisle receives the inbounds pass, gets it back over to Kota Shindo. Kota Shindo now bringing it up on the left-hand side, gets it over to Colton. Colton stops and pops from about 12 feet. His shot goes 15. Rebound comes down to him back. And his shot off glass, no good. Now Nix has it for Heidelberg. Heidelberg brings it up. Miramontes left open. His shot, good! And that is something you cannot do against Heidelberg. Leave them open for three-point shots. They will pick you apart from deep. This one is getting away from Skagway. Another inbound pass gone bad. Nix now has it into the lane. Oh, beautiful. Oh, what a move by Nix. In motion, right, lays it up with the right hand instead. A beautiful, beautiful move by Nix. And the score is now 51-30. This one. Out. His dribble on. He goes back. He tries to get a three-point shot off against a double team and is blocked, which leads to a fast break opportunity for Heidelberg. Coda's got to get his teammates involved. Coda's got to get his teammates involved. He can't do the whole thing himself. Impossible. Alex Ackerman ball throws it right over to Trout. Trout back up top to Nix. Nix gets it over to Miramontes. Miramontes with a pump fake into the lane to Eaglestaff. Eaglestaff with a spin move into the bucket. And another two for Heidelberg and Scott Lesh. Calling a timeout. Making some substitution. Wyatt Belisle checks into the game. TJ Dormito checks into the game. Ackerman's out. So in the game right now for Skagg, it will be DJ Dormito, Colton Belisle, Kota Shindo, Wyatt, Belisle, and Micah Cook. Kota now into the forecourt with a quick dribble. He's beaten the triple team, throws it up, too hard off glass. DJ Dormito with a rebound, passes it back out to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle looking to work into the interior, gets an 18-foot jump shot, but it's blocked by the shoulder of Hilaire. Ball comes back down, and a quick shot up and good for Heidelberg. That was Robert Charles Gordon Edenshaw. 57-30 now. Skagway's got to stop the bleeding. Put a tourniquet on this game. Colt Belisle gets it down low to Wyatt. Wyatt unable to handle the pass. Ball turned over to Nix. Nix looking to move up into the forecourt. His pass errant, but picked up by Warren Edenshaw, who is called for a travel underneath the Skagway basket. Ball goes back to Skagway. Kota looking to inbound, gets it over to Colt. Colt Belisle with a high dribble. Little crossover on Hilaire, gets into the lane, throws up a shot from the free throw line, and is called. Well, he's not called for a foul. That foul will go on Robert Charles Morgan. Colton Belisle going to the line to shoot two. First shot up. In and out. No good. 2:25 to go in the third quarter. If you're just rejoining us, Skagway was looking good at the beginning of this third quarter, but Heidelberg went on a monumental run and stretched their 10-point lead, 27-point lead, and basically the blink of an eye. Second shot, no good, and ball comes back down to Heidelberg. Knicks working the ball on the right side of the court, runs into Colt Belisle, and a foul is called on Colt Belisle. Side out now for Heidelberg. Stephen McKnight to check in for Belisle. Colt out, Stephen in. More Needenshaw to inbound the ball, gets it over to Nick Nix. A couple of seniors in one of the last home games of their career here in Heidelberg. Wyatt Belisle with a disruption of the pass. Not quite a steal. Unable to corral it. He and C.J. Dormito go out to double-team Nix. C.J. out on Nix. Way out top. Gets the ball into Warren Needenshaw. Sorry. Yeah. Ball out of bounds now. After the shot by Alex Eugene Peel, it will remain Heidelberg basketball. Hilaire gets the ball out up top. To Nix. Nix has lost his dribble, dead ball, but nobody comes to swarm him, and an easy outlet to Warren Edenshaw, who's got the ball down low and is stripped of the ball. C.J. Dormito diving on the floor with Stephen McKnight. A jump ball situation. Ball will go to Skagway with a minute 34 to go in the third period. We haven't seen Danny Brady here in the second half. Looks like he was just a tape job at halftime and is unable to go in this game. And that's part of what has proven very difficult for Skagway. They don't have that other guard to help bring the ball up the court. Oh, a nice and nifty little bird by Kota Shindo on the right-hand side from about 12 feet. Knocks it down. 25-point deficit, though, for Skagway. A long mountain to climb if they're going to get back in this one. And Heidelberg's content to just move the ball around the perimeter. Double dribble is going to be called. The first one of the homestand on Heidelberg. Warren Edenshaw caught it. Couldn't corral it. And then took a dribble, so it looked like he double dribbled. C.J. Dormito trying to inbound the ball for Skagway. Unable to do it successfully. And out of bounds off of the foot of Kota Shindo. Quick inbound pass to Nick Nix. Nobody guards him, and he just sets up and drains it. If nobody's going to guard me, I'll just knock down this easy three-point bucket. C.J. Dormito now with the ball for Skagway. Dribbles it up into a double team. Moves the ball to Nick. Nix now into the forecourt. God, it looks like. Dribbles between the legs for Nix. Over to Warren Edenshaw. Back to Nix. Nix holds it. Warren Edenshaw gets the ball down into Hilaire. Hilaire has different thoughts about what to do with the last possession of the quarter, and he jacks up a shot. No good. The rebound comes down to Heidelberg. Gill with the ball down low. Nix now with the ball up top. Over in the corner, it goes to Warren Edenshaw, misses the shot. Coach, bucket, brings it down and launches the three-point bucket. As the buzzer sounds, it goes through the hoop. Three more for Kota Shindo. 60-35 count after three. And Skagway saw, well, what was the fight in the first half kind of just crumble apart for them there in third quarter without Danny Brady to help bring the ball up against the pressure of Heidelberg. Skagway had a very difficult time getting the ball up and over the half court, which led to turnover after turnover after turnover. And when you turn the ball over to Heidelberg, they will make you pay. Yeah, Danny Brady is limping significantly on the sideline. He tried to get up and walk it off, and is just going to be unable to go tonight.